Oregon's largest plant-based food event is VegFest. VegFest celebrates and promotes sustainable, compassionate, and healthy food choices and lifestyles. This event features samples of hundreds of different foods, cooking demonstrations, family and teen activities, and film screenings. VegFest is on Saturday and Sunday, starting September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Oregon Convention Center, Exhibit Hall A. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, September 6th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, if it's Friday, we must be in Syria, right? The joke of it is that we've, of course, the U.S. has been covertly in Syria for years. It's part of our well-funded, I might add, Black Ops program. And that alone ought to tell you why things are such a mess in that region. Of course, the plucky rebels, the Syrian opposition is really thousands of separate militia groups, all of them which are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Mentioned it yesterday. Might as well bang it home. President Obama, of course, is in St. Petersburg embarrassing America, the nation, with his bloodthirsty rhetoric and his enthusiasm for this strike on Syria that, of course, will lead to all-out war in the Middle East. And Vladimir Putin has pretty much told him that. Apparently, Obama is the only one who doesn't get it. Oh, Barack, you are so far away from the streets of Chicago. Back home in Cascadia, the Marble Mulet has won the day, its day in court, against the tree-thirsty timber industry. And we have more from the Edward Snowden files. Weather today showers mainly early. It's supposed to taper off a bit towards the afternoon. For tonight, overcast, of course, with a low around 58. And for Saturday, tomorrow, some fog starting out in the morning, early-ish. And otherwise mostly cloudy, gradually clearing up with a high eventually near 76. For tomorrow night, increasing clouds, lows around 60. And Sunday dawns bright and sunny, highs near 83. Sunday night, mostly clear skies with a low around 60, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. The alternative forecast, we have a new fruit moon in Leo. The moon is one day old. Happy birthday, fruit moon. The synodic forecast suggests that we sow leafy vegetables and annuals that produce above ground. Actually, they're going to be producing in a greenhouse at this point. Well, there's cold frames outside, and we do grow all winter long. Grains are also a good idea, cover crops, don't forget. So, and also, if you're planning on storing vegetables, now is the time to go out there and get them. We have, the biodynamic people suggest with Moon in Leo, it's a fire sign, it's a good time to sow fruiting plants. And they also agree that what you harvest now will store much longer. The sidereal forecast moon at Virgo, dry and barren, good time for garden maintenance. And that's it for your alternative and conventional forecasts. We want to start out here in Cascadia thinking about this, the Earth as this small living orb hanging in, as far as we know, the vast emptiness of the universe. It might behoove us to think a little bit more about that and our place on the planet, what's going on in Barack Obama's head is so serious and so alarming that this fellow, that many people did in fact pin a great deal of hope on, has taken us down some of the darkest paths this nation has ever been down. And in Russia at the summit, of course, he's running around shaking hands with foreign leaders, attempting to drum up a hawkish spirit to match his own. When there are, and I've said many times that the use of chemical weapons is a crime against humanity, and crimes are taken to courts, right? Crimes are legal issues. That's what this is. There have been atrocities committed. There's atrocities being committed right now in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's been a massacre, well over 6 million, and people have been killed. And I didn't see Barack Obama getting particularly exercised over that. Nonetheless, back home, here we are. A bit downstate of us in Eugene, where the Occupy movement is extremely vigorous. One citizen of Eugene, one Michael McFadden, who claims that he has no affiliation whatsoever with Sleeps, which, of course, we know is a group that advocates for the rights of the homeless, whose members carry on a nonstop 3-week-long protest in the Wayne Morris Free Speech Plaza outside the Lane County Courthouse. Apparently, they were protesting in their sleep, but that's another matter. Fan is claiming that he has no affiliation with the group, says he went down there when he heard that the protesters would be kicked out of the plaza after commissioners had voted 4-1. And, of course, mentioned yesterday, Pete Sorensen was that one man standing. He shut the public square for cleaning, and he went there by himself, sat down next to the statue of Morse, and disregarded the police orders to leave the area. That was, oh, Michael. He was only there 10 minutes and immediately was arrested. 3 other people also who hadn't participated in the protest and remained in the plaza also were arrested. McFadden, however, was jailed on the same charge that the other 3 after he declined to identify himself to officers. And he demanded an attorney. He refused to talk to them. He asked for an attorney, all of which is perfectly legal. What is strange here in the story is that they did, in fact, take him to jail. Apparently, he's supposed to return to his community and tell everyone that they better toe the line. And when the police order them to move along, that they better do it or they could find themselves. That's exactly what the intent here is. McFadden calls himself, he would identify himself as a civil libertarian, sort of a pillar of the community. He, of course, pleaded not guilty to the charges yesterday. And he is, however, apparently, according to the Register Guard, a frequent contributor to their online comments. So he is an engaged citizen. He joined the group at the plaza on Wednesday, he says, because he felt strongly that county commissioners had improperly ordered the property's closure. He said he just wanted to stand up for the First Amendment. Good for you, Michael. Well done. Everything going on in Eugene right now is of great interest. In many ways, the activists there are modeling the type of community involvement that we would heartily wish to encourage here and everywhere. And we've got a strange situation. There is a lavender farm. It is called, to no one's great surprise, Oregon Lavender Farm. And in order to stay in business, the owner of this farm, but Liberty Natural Products and incorporated his lavender, but other things that he grows, and into products which he sold through Liberty Natural Products. This is a case, many times we tend to see things in terms of a Manichaean black and white. You're either right or you're wrong. There's the side of people who consider themselves right and everybody else to be wrong. There are, in fact, other options. One, in any conflict or disagreement, it can be, you can be right, you could be wrong, you can be neither right nor wrong, or you can be both right, you can be right, and both can be valid. In this case, we have two sides. There is a good law that prevents the land use board is able to invoke to prevent the improper use of farmland for commercial purposes. Great idea. But in this case, and many commissioners and many lawmakers are and find themselves literally on both sides. We do want to preserve that law. And at the same time, many of them feel that they want to preserve Oregon lavender. What stirred the whole thing up was an anonymous complaint that accused the owner of Oregon Lavender of violating the state-defined exclusive farm use zoning by importing, exporting, storing, and distributing essential oils and extracts. The firm owner says that he couldn't afford to grow 40 acres of lavender and other, you try it, right, on his 90-acre property without Liberty Natural Products. He is apparently a good neighbor and a good businessman. It's a small business, 35 people. And he is, in fact, in violation of zoning restrictions for exclusive farm use land. But at the same time, and lawmakers are lining up behind him. One Republican, Bill Kenimer of Oregon, said he toured the farm back in 2004, and now he wants to sponsor a bill to amend the land use law to allow Liberty Natural Products to remain part of Oregon Lavender Farm. Fine, great, except that one here would take a look and say, well, this chap is a Republican from Oregon City. We're talking about Clackamas County here. And it seems that his motives might be not entirely pure. Perhaps he's trying to alter land using this particular farm in this particular instance, using Oregon Lavender as a wedge to undermine what are, in fact, sound land use laws protecting farmland from the depredations of corporate interests. This being a small and ethical operation, that's one thing, but there are many others that are much larger and much less ethical. The federal judge, U.S. District Judge John Bates in Washington, D.C., has ruled in favor of marbled murrelets. They're allowed to keep their Endangered Species Act listing. And he also rejected an argument that Central California murrelets were also doing poorly, shouldn't be lumped in with populations up here in Cascadia. Bates also ruled that old-growth forest habitat will remain protected during a 3-year period when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service reexamines what it considers a flawed critical habitat designation. And that's news from around Cascadia. We have other news of other NSA antics coming out of the Edward Snowden files. Long, complicated, worth listening to. We will put interviews and more information on the KBOO website. We don't have time for it right now. We've been trying also all morning to speak with Michael Ratner on the Syria war resolution, the Constitution, and international law. A couple of things that President Obama seems blissfully capable of disregarding. And on that note, this has been Air Cascadia for Friday, September 6, 2013. Sam Parrish has engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
elections are underway. KBOO members can vote for up to 4 candidates. Ballots were mailed in mid-August. If you think you are a KBOO member and have not received a ballot, email Membership Director Andrew Geller at membership@kboo.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 207. Non-members can join KBOO and receive a ballot to vote. Just go to kboo.fm and click Donate on the top right-hand corner. The annual meeting is Sunday, September